Father, we are conscious and aware, Lord, of this tragedy in Paris, these bombings, Father. We all know how futile these all are, how lives are suddenly plunged into despair, lives that are lost. And Lord, we don't know where these souls are, only you know. But Lord, we lift this to you. And Father, we have to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this time. Because Lord, how will the world know? Because there's nothing but fear, turmoil, trying to look for answers, trying in their strength to defeat this, and so on. But Lord, you show that we're not up against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And we're also very aware, Father, that you are permitting and allowing this, that you have a bigger purpose and plan behind it. And Lord, we are becoming aware, Father, of where the church, we as the church, Father, have failed in many ways, where we have not taken prayer seriously. We have not been committed as we should be. We're still all consumed and interested in our own lives, in what we want to do, Father. When you said that my house is a house of prayer, Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, that we can still rest on our laurels. But Lord, please use all of these things, that you have a way of getting our attention. And Lord, I believe, Father, that you are allowing this to happen because you are bringing a realization of what religion does and what religion can do and fanaticism can do. And all that they are saying, they're doing this in your name. But Lord, it's not the name of Jesus. It is another name. But Father, with all of this, Father, we thank you that you are setting the scene, because it is getting the world to think about God. It is getting the world to think about religion, sadly. But you use all of these as a means and as a vehicle that, Lord, in that one we can reveal the only true and living God, and whose name is Jesus. And Lord, we don't take this lightly. Forgive us, Father, that it has to come to such things like this, Father, to get our attention. Oh, God forbid. And Lord, we are dependent on the Holy Spirit who revives, who leads and guides. And Lord, we know we are in the time of restoration, where you are preparing the scene, where you are getting the kingdom of God to be established, Father, getting us to be kingdom minded. Lord, we pray that you'll have mercy, Father. Lord, have mercy over those that do such atrocities, Father, in the name of God, in their God, their thinking, their mind. Oh, Father, we know it's so complex, so deep. But Lord, we have the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us into all truth. And Lord, I pray that you will lead us even in this assembly, Father. You will lead us in prayer, intercessions. Father, lead us for prayer. For we know, Lord, we're not up against flesh and blood. We're up against these powers and principalities. They are out to destroy. They are to try and take over the world. But Lord, you have a remnant. And all the while that remnant is there, it keeps it back at bay. And we want to thank you, Father, for this. Lord, we are available. We desire to be used. Please have your way, Father. We know we cannot do this in ourselves, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Lord, may this be a vehicle and a means of getting us away from self in emotions, this independent spirit trying to plan our lives, our futures, that we will become available, used as vessels, to that you may pray and intercede and supplicate through us, Father, so the enemy and the powers of darkness will be put to flight. Lord, we bring this before you. That is our prayer, our intercession here this morning. We ask in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.